What should we do as Christians when life is tough? When it's hard going, it's difficult, circumstances are really challenging and can threaten to get on top of us and bring us down. It's tough living as an exile. People who actually go into exile normally don't enjoy it. They miss home, they miss their friends, often their family. Life is difficult in a foreign place, a foreign culture. They can't necessarily be part of the society that they've been sent to and exiled to. Well, we've seen in 1 Peter already that as Christians, we are exiles in this world. This is not our home. And this world can be really tough, can be really hard. In verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter talks about the fact that at times we suffer grief in various trials. And we do. So what's the remedy? What are we to do when things are tough? Well, what we're not to do is focus on our circumstances. We won't find lasting joy in our circumstances for very long. Definitely not if they're tough and hard at any given time. What we must do is what Peter talks about in verses 3, 4, and 5 of 1 Peter 1. We're just going to look at verse 3 today. Here's what Peter writes in 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So the solution starts with praise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we're down because of our circumstances and trials we're going through, remember to praise God. Bless him. You're not necessarily going to want to bless him because of your trial, okay? But bless him because of his great mercy. Whatever you're going through, you can always remember that God has been incredibly merciful to you as a Christian. The first way in which he has been merciful to us is here in verse 3. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Even though we're in exile, we've actually been given a new start, a new birth. We have been born into a new kingdom, into God's people. We have new life, a life that, as we'll see in later verses, will go on for eternity. And this has come about through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Think of the tomb that Jesus was in as a womb. He was in that womb, waiting to be reborn, if you like. New life was going to spring from that womb of the tomb. And sure enough, on the third day after he had died, he came alive again. He left that womb, that tomb, to begin a new resurrection life. And that is the life that we have now been born into as well, in him. We have left the death of our previous life. Sin brought death. Into a new life, a new birth. And it's a life that has a glorious hope, a living hope. We are no longer the walking dead as we were before when we belonged to the kingdom of this world. We now walk as the living, those who are living in Christ Jesus and have a glorious hope to look forward to. Focus on that when times are tough. God has blessed you greatly in his mercy by giving you new life in Jesus that will go on forever. And we'll think about that more tomorrow.